WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Filmmaker and television director Ted Demme collapsed Sunday while playing basketball in Santa Monica. He died later that day of cardiac arrest. Demme was 38 years old. His credits include Blow with Penelope Cruz and Johnny Depp, and The Ref, which starred Kevin Spacey, Judy Davis, and comedian Dennis Leary. Demme, nephew of filmmaker Jonathan Demme, began his career at MTV, where he created the popular hip-hop show Yo! MTV Raps. Terry spoke with Ted Demme in 1994.
You created Yo! MTV Raps, MTV's rap show. And until MTV got a rap show, MTV was accused in many ways of being an almost apartheid-type station because there was so little black music and rap on it. Describe the style you came up with for the program.
Well, the style that I wanted in the beginning was really just to expose the artists and put as many artists on the show as possible. We got Fab Five Freddy to be our first host, and he's really the biggest rap aficionado of all time. And what I wanted to do was keep the show on the street. So we never shot in a studio. We never shot indoors for the first year. And we always had a guest on the show. So it was a little, it looked immediately different from any show that was already on MTV because all the shows originated from a studio and just had a single host. So it was kind of cool in that sense that we looked different than MTV, other than the color of the hosts that were on our show, but also in the style.
Was it a self-conscious experience at all for you to be the white director of a predominantly black program?
Well, I guess yes and no, Terry. I think in the beginning I was certainly, you know, we'd go into some pretty hairy neighborhoods as far as I was concerned, you know, being a white guy from Long Island. You know, we'd go up to the Bronx, we'd go up to Harlem and, you know, places that I had not been too frequent of a visitor to. So it was certainly a little, you know, scary in the beginning, but Fab was great, and Fab was always the guy that would bridge, you know, me to the people we were interviewing. And the success of the program over the first year, I mean, you got to remember the first year that we did Yo, groups like Public Enemy and Hammer and, you know, EPMD and all these LL Cool J, these great rappers, this was the first time they're ever on TV. So, like, I was, like, the first guy that put them on TV in their minds.
You know, one thing I've noticed about rap videos is that so many of the rock videos for so many years were just had these surrealistic themes, and all the imagery would just be surrealism, the point of which I would often not get. And rap videos broke that trend. Rap videos aren't surrealistic.
It's true. Well, you know, for the first, like, 2 or 3 years of Yo! MTV Raps, like, I guess 88 through 90, all the record companies would literally give each rap group, like, $20,000 to do their video as opposed to the 40 or 50 that every rock and roll group would get. So, you know, like, what alternative do they have then to go out on the street and shoot the video? So, you know, most every rap video that was out in the beginning was shot in the street, shot like handheld, and they'd all put their homies in the background, and, you know, it would be a real, true performance video, and the stage was the street. So they were very real.
Ed Lover and Dr. Dre of Yo! MTV Raps starred in your previous film, which was a rap comedy about the worst barbers in Harlem who become the unlikeliest cops in Harlem.
That's right.
And it was called Who's the Man? And why don't I just play the scene in which they're let go from the barbershop?
Okay.
For the last 6 months, all I've been getting is complaints about your haircuts. I asked you to straighten up. You haven't done it. You two are the worst barbers in Harlem.
What you trying to say, Nick?
I have to let you go.
Fired. Oh, come on, nigga. Ain't nothing happening. Nothing happening.
I'm serious. You boys have got to find careers for yourselves. I was just reading in the paper today, the police force is hiring brothers.
The police? Nick, Ain't trying to be the man. Dre, you trying to be the man?
I am not trying to be the man.
See that, Nick? Dre don't want to be the man. I don't want to be the man. Nobody here wants to be the man, Nick.
Give me one reason.
Rodney King!
What did you and what didn't you want to use from rap video style in your movie?
Well, I wanted the Who's the Man to look like a movie. I didn't want it to look like a rap video, or a video for that matter. You know, so I wanted to also put some of the rappers in roles that they hadn't played previously in either their videos or in other movies. So the main thing I wanted to make Ed and Dre look like movie stars of some sort and give them, you know, real scenes with real dialogue and different angles and close-ups and all that stuff. I didn't want it to look like a video.
Now, Jonathan Demme, the director of such films as Philadelphia, Silence of the Lambs, Married to the Mob, he's your uncle, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Were you close to him?
Yes. He's been like a big brother to me for many years. He's my dad's brother. And, you know, growing up, he was my Uncle John. And then once I got a job at MTV, I think he thought it was really kind of cool that his younger kind of brother was working at this hip rock and roll channel because he's a big music fan, this and that. And at that point, we started to become a little closer, and he became a little bit more than an uncle. He kind of became a manager slash agent slash confidant.
Was it thrilling to you when your uncle became a well-known director? And I mean, before you started working in movies yourself, you know, most of us don't have family in the entertainment industry, and it all seems very foreign to you when you're growing up.
Right. Well, you know, Terry, the thing is, when I was growing up, Jonathan's movies were always very kind of underground and cultish, as mm-hmm. opposed to big box office smashes. And it made him even cooler in my eyes, because he was such a really kind of, you know, somehow or another, when you grow up, your uncles or your aunts always become, you always want to go hang out with them a little bit more than you do your parents, because you can do things with them that you can't do with your parents, you know. So I always, like, loved to hang out with Jonathan anyway. I thought he was just a great guy. And then when he started making films and I could go onto one of his sets and stuff, I just really was totally blown away by it and just thought, like, the cool factor as a kid, you know, just
right.
Basically on the cool factor was very high, and didn't even know what I wanted to do, you know, then just knew that I loved being around the stuff he was doing. And quite honestly, it wasn't like I was around him 24 hours a day. But once I started to get a career, it became a little more real for me in terms of not just he's like the cool uncle that, you know, that I just love to hang with, but wow, this guy's a really great film director, and he's my uncle, you know, and it's really exciting.
Ted Demme, from a 1994 interview with Terry Gross. He died Sunday at the age of 38.